So the epistle for the second Sunday after Easter is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his footsteps. Who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile. When he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly, who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 10. At that time Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep. And the hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Please be seated. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. One Good Shepherd Sunday, just as we take a collection for vocations, I think it is good for us also to try to consider the need for vocations. And one, we know that we're in a world that is crying for vocations in the church today. The need that we have for them, because the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. So then we have to try to consider and see why is there such a lack of vocations. It's not just the priestly vocations, but vocations in general. Vocations to the brotherhood, to being nuns. There is just a lack of vocations in our modern world. I mean, granted, some will turn a deaf ear to God's call, this call of the Good Shepherd. Some will not want to follow it. And in some ways, we can see that it's maybe because they're not willing to be generous enough. Not willing to sacrifice their life. And it's something that we have to try to consider, obviously, with the religious life. We can say, yes, it is the highest vocation, because they are giving their life completely to serve God. And so then why do we have such lack of vocations? One, yes, the crisis in the church certainly has done its damage. It's done its damage not only with the vocations that were there, but then certainly also the damage to the desire to have vocations, to follow that vocation. But that is something that we have to try to consider ourselves. As I say, we have the benefit of having our seminarians here on this Sunday. A lot of times they have to be back for this Sunday specifically. But I think it's good for us then to see these three young men that they have. They're at least willing to try to see if this is God's will for them. And that is the thing. We have to leave it in God's hands, certainly. God is the one that calls the soul, but as I say, there are certain times that souls turn a deaf ear to that call. They don't want to hear it. And I think because, as I say, I think largely it can be a lack of generosity of a soul. Because a lot of times we're so caught up in what we want, what we desire, that we're unwilling then to sacrifice, yes, our whole life for that cause. And I think that's something that has to be taught to our children. It is something that has to be illustrated. Obviously, as you parents, you sacrifice a lot for your children. In a large sense, you sacrifice a lot to send them to a Catholic school. It's not an easy task. And so hopefully your children see that sacrifice that you make in order to try to help them. But that's where also there's even more so than just, okay, we send them to a Catholic school and that's it. Because that is, in teaching in schools now for my 12 years as a priest, I mean, sometimes there's only so much you can do during a school day. Because then when they're sent home, if there's a life that is being led that is against what they're being taught, I mean, what good will it be then at school? Because human nature, we will all follow the easier path, the path of least resistance. That's a part of human nature. And that is why it is such a big sacrifice of someone that will then devote their life to the service of God. Because they do. They sacrifice a family. They sacrifice, you know, a job out in the world. They give up all of that. But you have to try to look at it in terms of, well, why do they give that up? One, if it's God's will. They want to follow God's will and therefore save their soul. And that is one of the most important things for us then to try to look at and to see. It is in order to save our soul. I mean, just as we say the good shepherd give his life for his sheep, our Lord sacrificed his entire life in order to have for us to have a chance for heaven again. Because the doors were closed. The gates were closed to us. And so therefore it was necessary then for our Lord to die on the cross in order to allow then the gates to be opened again. So he sacrificed his life in order for that. And so then for us then to live our lives, we need to live our lives pleasing to God. And so yes, there is sometimes a lack of willingness to sacrifice on our part. Because the call of the world is so strong, the comforts of this world are so pleasing, that it's hard to give them up. It's hard for us to sacrifice that. But I think one, we only have to try to think of that parable that our Lord gives us, to the four kinds of grounds. Where the seed, the one who drops the seed on these different grounds, and what will happen. And so you have the ground, the good ground, that the seed takes roots, and therefore it grows. But then you also have it to where there are the different grounds that they don't. It is choked up by the world. And by being choked up by the world, then you see how the seed will not grow in the faith. And if it doesn't grow in the faith, it will not certainly grow to give of one's life to God. And so it's interesting to see that St. John Bosco had said that one out of three children in a family have a vocation. If that was followed, then I would say we wouldn't have a problem with vocations. So again, the question has to become, why? Why is it do we not have a lot of vocations? And so therefore, we have to try to examine and look at that. Because I think that there can be obviously several reasons for that, lack of generosity. The families aren't really living the life that would produce the vocations. Because again, the seed will not grow if it's choked up at home. And so that's where we must try to examine and try to see what can we try to do to try to help to have vocations, or at least allow the ground to be there. Allow the ground to be there for vocations to possibly come from that. If you look at the collect of the Mass, it says, O God, who by the humility of thy Son didst lift up a fallen world, grant unending happiness to thy faithful, that those whom thou hast snatched from the perils of endless death, thou mayest cause to rejoice in everlasting joys. So we see very clearly of how it's referring to the fact of our Lord taking and snatching souls from the peril of death. And he did that by, yes, his death on the cross. He did that by pulling us away from the things that are dangerous to our soul, things that will keep us from getting to heaven. But as I say, it's also something for us to examine and to try to see. Are we permitting those things in the home? Are we allowing these things that will keep our children from listening to the call of God? And that ultimately is something that, yes, we have to examine, we have to think about, we have to consider, and we may have to change. Because our Lord has called everyone to perfection. Be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. And when he says, come follow me, you know, take up your cross and come follow me, there are a lot of souls that they don't even consider that. You know, as young adults, as they continue to grow, they don't even really consider then the vocation. They focus on other things. And when they don't even consider that, then how will God have a chance? But that could be the means for them to save their soul. And yet they're caught up with other things of the world. And that's where we have to be careful of what we permit them. Their iPods, their cell phones, the internet. And we have to be careful what we give to our children. Because the innocence is lost very easily in this world that we live in. And especially if you don't have the vigilance in watching over your children, certainly they will be caught up with the things of this world, even in our Catholic families. Because we're all tainted by the world we live in. We're all tainted by the environment that we grew up in. And if that's the case, well, no wonder we don't have a lot of vocations. And so just in this Mass today, and when we see the imagery of the Good Shepherd, of how he suffered for us and how the good shepherd will go after his sheep. And a lot of times that is what the image that we see of the Good Shepherd, of carrying the one sheep that got away. There's 99 that stayed faithful, but there is the one that does. It goes away. It goes astray. And therefore, the Good Shepherd is going to go after that sheep. And so our Lord does come after our souls. And he wants all of us to get to heaven. And so therefore, he will call different souls to different vocations. And as I say, it's just a means for us just to try to examine, what is it that God wants from me? Because as long as there is that openness to listening to what is God's will, I mean, that is all that you want for your children, is just for them to be open to what God wants, not necessarily what they want. Because sometimes, as I say, they can have something that is contrary to the will of God, that they don't even give a chance to listening to God's will. But I think if we produce that at home, if we have that, and then try to continue that at school, of this fertile ground of trying to just let it be open to God's will, then you will see vocations that will come. And not only then the vocations to the religious state, but then good Catholic families, which are necessary because the good Catholic families will produce the vocations too. I mean, that is why St. John Bosco said that 1 out of 3 children have a vocation. But it has to be produced. I mean, obvious at home, and then as I say, the school continues that work that you do at home. That is the collaboration that is necessary. But it's something to think about, because as I say, you know, the imagery that is given to us of the Good Shepherd going after his sheep, sacrificing his life for his sheep. I mean, that is our Lord Jesus Christ going after souls, working after the souls and trying to help them. That's what we see in the gospel. Yes, again, he is the good shepherd. He knows his sheep and his sheep know him. And because of that, he was willing to sacrifice his life for us. And so I would say then for us as to think about the sacrifice of our life for God. I mean, it does. It pales in comparison to what our Lord sacrificed for all of us. I mean, yes, it is a great sacrifice, yes. But it is one that we must try to consider and to think about. And with that, then it's, what are some of the means that help us to try to discern that? One of the best means, I would say, is an Ignatian retreat. That's one of the best gifts you can give to your graduate. Whether they're graduating high school, whether they're graduating college, whatever. That's one of the best gifts you can give to them. Send them on retreat. To think about it. They have then 5-6 days that they can be in silence, away from the world, away from their phone, away from everything else, that they can at least consider, what does God want for me? And it could be, yes, drawn to the married state, fine. Then you can be a good Catholic family. But as I say, a lot of times we don't even think about that. We don't even consider that for our children. That's the most important thing we can do for them to help them to save their soul, is to help them to see the importance of the spiritual life. But if we don't give them that, well, no wonder we have so few vocations. And if the family can't even give to them the understanding of the importance of the spiritual life, it's almost a lost cause. And so that's one of the most important things that you can do for them. And I encourage you upon their graduation to give them that gift. Out in the world, they give them a car, they give them money, they give them all these different things. The most important thing you can do is to give them a retreat, to help them to at least to think about then their vocation, whatever the vocation may be. But certainly, I mean, obviously the Catholic schools are important in that, the education that they receive. God willing that the job that we try to do to help further what you're doing at home. And that's why it's so important for us to see how we're trying to form the soul and help them. It's not just about the academics. The academics are important, yes. But the formation of the soul is what is most important. The example that we try to give to them. I mean, those things are very important. Also, the prayer life for the children. And obviously, you have to look at the age of the child, too. But as they get older, to try to encourage them. I mean, that's why we try to do the days of recollection at the school, even, for the children, age appropriate. But to get them to understand about praying, silence, thinking about things, thinking about their soul. Staying away from bad example. Staying away from things that will harm their soul. I mean, that's why the attempts are made for that, to try to form the children properly. But as I say, you have to have the family rosary. Time of prayer for the children to understand that. And how important that is in their formation. And so, yes, families, you also play a major role in that. Then I think also in just trying to keep to the purity for the children. As I say, the innocence, the purity. Many vocations will probably be lost because of that. If that is not strived for in a family or trying to protect your children, that is also why vocations will be lost. And so it is a responsibility that we all have in terms of trying to protect that and trying to keep to that. and then also the opportunity to talk to the religious, whether the ones home from the seminary, or then trying to visit some of the different religious communities, whether writing them or visiting with them. We're blessed. We've had the monks pass through many times, taking the boys down to the monastery. Just this interaction, this opportunity that is given, that exposure to the religious life, and seeing that it's a normal way of life. It's a joyful way of life. It's a happy way. Yes, it has its crosses and trials, but hopefully we mention to the children that all vocations will have crosses and trials. That is part of the sanctification of the soul. And so that's where it's important for us just to try to give that to the children. And as I say, for this to understand on this Good Shepherd Sunday, yes, we take a collection to try to support these vocations. We also should support them by our prayers, to pray for our seminarians, pray for the religious that we have, to pray for them to persevere in their vocations, with the calling that God has asked. But I would say also for our parish to also pray that we want to listen to this voice of the Good Shepherd. He knows his sheep, and his sheep do know him. Whether they're willing to listen and follow him, that will be the question. So as I say, we need to do our part in trying to help at least to foster this willingness to listen to the Word of God. To ensure that our homes are a place that vocations can grow. That it's not like that, as I say, the ground that is given to us to contemplate. Those three grounds that choke up the seed that is put down. As I say, God forbid, that's what our homes look like. And as I say, there's some practical things, yes, that you can try to do for your children. In just giving the ground for them to think about, then, that vocation. And as I say, it may be that they're called to the married state, and so therefore, if they have given a good ground, they will have a strong Catholic family. But the last thing we need to do is keep producing just mediocre families. It's the last thing we need because then no vocations will come. We need strong Catholic families, strong fathers, strong mothers, that will then help their children then too, yes, sacrifice their life for God. And we'll leave you with the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. When St. Peter asked, "So, what do we gain from this, of following you?" It's the honesty of St. Peter just asking. You know, we've sacrificed everything to come follow you. What do we receive? Our Lord said, "Everyone that has left house, brethren, mother, father, etc., for my sake shall receive 100-fold in this life, and life everlasting in the next." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.